This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers of the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs in the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, jump on in the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. Been conversing with me all night long on the radio show. All right, to Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge real quick and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Even though if you're up in Minneapolis right now, it kind of doesn't look that way. Now, I'm going to start out, and I'm gonna blow our horn, your horn and my horn right now, just for a second. What did we say was going to happen if we kept our people cooped up for too long, that people were just going to go off the deep end and something really bad was going to happen? Didn't we say that months ago?
Yeah, we were talking about supercharged and inappropriate responses to events. Yeah.
And what have we just seen in Minneapolis?
Oh, this is completely retarded, and I'm using that word literally. Is this the appropriate response to when the system works? You've got four officers that were caught allegedly using excessive force. The department takes moves to terminate them.
Mm-hmm.
The DOJ says they are sending investigators so that they can investigate this to see, you know, the myriad of charges that can come down federally on this.
Yep.
And the response to the system actually working is to burn down a city? Is to loot? Is to burn down police stations? This is the response that we have.
And shoot at firefighters, because last night somebody fired some shots at a fire truck, and that really got things going.
Yeah, is that ever a response? Firemen are there to help you. Shooting at them is just stupidity on steroids.
Correct.
When the system works, we had four cops who allegedly did something bad.
Yep.
Again, I'm going to say this. Terminated.
Yep.
They're being investigated for federal charges.
Yep.
People should be celebrating that the system is working. The process is working. Instead, they burn a city down?
Yeah.
There's no defense for this. And okay. Colin Kaepernick, that guy should be arrested for inciting riots.
Well, he wasn't the only one. You got Carly B and then some actress, I forgot her name, but they were all talking about, you know, get out on the streets, it's dark, you know, whatever. I mean, geez.
For what? That's the whole thing. They should have been turning around saying, well, maybe our kneeling down worked because the process is working. These people got fired. You know, they're being investigated and be put up on charges. And this is why it's just a cause celeb. Yeah. There's no thought behind it. They should be celebrating that the system worked. Instead, they're burning down a city, and the idiots who want their more than 15 minutes of fame are inciting riots, and people are going to die. People are going to start dying during these things.
Yeah, and by the way, one person was shot last night. I don't know what happened, but I heard about that about 2 hours ago. Now, Carly B, she said, Minnesota's protesters were left with no choice but to loot. And then this actress, and I have no idea who she is, Frances Fisher, she said, they want a race war? Well, give them a race war. There's just one little problem. She's white.
Well, this is a self-deprecating white person who's bought into the line that white people bad, all minorities good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people, if you want to be equal, then be equal.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting one group above another. Stop making one group more just special. It's got to stand out. It's got to be different. It's got to be better than the rank and file.
Yeah.
Don't look at skin color. Don't look at denomination. Don't look at sex. Don't look at any of it. It's another human being. You want to be equal? Act equal.
Yeah.
Stop demanding special privileges. And this, you want a race war?
Yeah.
And, you know, this woman should be picked up by the authorities.
Yeah. And then Don Lemon tied President Trump, according to him, to George Floyd's death by saying black people were tired of living in an occupied country.
Well, I guess maybe black people were tired of being locked down by people who said you can't go outside.
That's right.
Because this response was hypercharged.
Oh, and I got one for you.
Sequestered for 60 days.
And I got one for you. You know how we've been hearing about wearing a mask and this, that, and the other?
Yeah.
The World Health Organization yesterday came out and said something. I almost fell over when I heard it. Listen to this one, folks. They said if you're healthy, you shouldn't have to wear a mask. But if you're sick, wear the mask.
Yeah, this is, now, granted, this is the World Health Organization, so they could tell me it's nighttime, I'm going to have to check.
I know.
But what have we been saying?
Yep, the same thing. Same exact thing, but then again, what do we know? All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. You know, between Frank and myself, we've got about 55 years' worth of experience as fire EMTs, firefighter, paramedics, fire medics. They call them all sorts of things these days. So we don't know nothing. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And my conversation with Frank Solotto from the Underground USA podcast brought to you by Moss Nissan. You know, Tampa Bay and the state of Florida is open for business. A lot of people are trying to put the kibosh to that, but it ain't going to happen. And I'll tell you why. Because this is Florida. The weather is warm, and all you got to do is walk outside if you're not feeling all that good, or if there's people that are sick, and guess what? In about a minute and a half or two, with these 90-degree temperatures, the virus is dead and gone. So now is the time to get outside, go purchase a brand-new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan, because incredible factory incentives, 0% financing on all new vehicles, and rock-bottom pricing on pre-owned, you're going to save big at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And rest assured that when you visit the showroom, you can feel safe knowing that proper precautions have been taken, including the frequent sanitizing of the high-touch surfaces and social distancing taken seriously in compliance with CDC guidelines. Now, Moss Nissan also provides OmniShield antimicrobial treatment as part of your Moss Care Maintenance package. So if you feel safer at home, you can do that too. Shop at home. Shop, finance, and schedule delivery at MossNissan.com. And finally, if you're a doctor, a nurse, a first responder, active duty military, or you're a pastor, you get 20% off the service work done at any of the Moss Nissan locations. Free valet service, complimentary cleaning and sanitizing of your vehicle using OmniShield at no charge to you. So, Moss Nissan, open for business in Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue. Also, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 and State Route 54, and Crystal River on U.S. 19, just north of the airport. MossNissan.com. That's Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to get you another $500 off on the vehicle you're looking at. Okay,
Back to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Now, Frank, all that barking in the background is me listening to the Minneapolis Fire Department, and we've just had another arson fire. There's another big structure, apparently, and they're sending as much equipment as they can. Now, right now, Frank, the National Guard is providing cover for these guys because of the areas they're having to go into.
Yeah, you if you wanna understand the scope of this, listeners, if you've ever seen pictures of Devil's Night out in Detroit,
yeah,
that's just one county.
Yep, and we're talking this seven counties.
We're talking seven yep. counties mm-hmm. here. So this is Devil's Night out on hyper steroids. This is very bad, and how anybody can justify this happening. I don't care who you are and yep. what your argument is. When you are stupid enough to burn down your own city, then you haven't thought about where you're going to live, how you're going to eat, where you're going to get things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dumb, impulsive move that's stoked up. And there are people stoking these people up. Make no mistake.
Sure.
You Black Lives Matter, Antifa, you've got the Soros crowd who are probably yep. paying some people to do this.
Yep.
You are acting impulsively and stupidly, just dancing on the ends of the strings of the puppet masters. Stop it.
Yep. All right, we've got a caller here, and I think it's one of our favorite question askers. Is this Bagham and Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing?
Fire away.
Okay, number one, as soon as the cops' supervisors, I know when they had that death, the cops had their supervisorship would have been known of it. As soon as they looked at that video, they should have immediately arrested those cops, immediately.
Absolutely.
And that would have gone a long way to stopping
the
thing. The second thing is, when they had the rioters come out, you got to go in with overwhelming force and just stop them and get them off the street. You can't let that stuff get started. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, now it should be pointed out that this officer who had the knee in the guy's throat, his name is Derek Chauvin, he was the senior officer on the scene, so technically he was in charge of that scene.
Yeah, but, you know, it's whether he did bad stuff or not,
yep.
he's paying a consequence here.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't justify going out and setting fire to buildings. That's a crime.
Yep.
One crime does not justify committing other crimes. Bad behavior does not justify additional bad behavior.
Yep, you're right.
So these people are just as guilty of crimes as that officer kneeling on the neck of that person.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line, you know, think about the livelihoods these selfish, self-centered people. Think about the livelihoods and the lives they're destroying by acting out in this emotional and incredibly intellectually stunted way.
Yeah.
Everyone who works at these places has no job anymore.
Right.
Stores will not feed people. Drug stores will not be able to get needed medication to people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about that community is now gone. They cannot serve anybody. The economies are gone. And within a month, these same people will be screaming that the government's done nothing because they have no jobs.
You're right. Now, speaking of the government, the president yesterday signed an order to limit social media legal protections. I've got it right here. The truth, not the lies that you're going to hear the media talking about today. But here's item number one. It makes it U.S. policy that platforms who selectively edit, censor, and are not acting in good faith with regards to content will not receive the liability protection included in Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That's number one.
I love it. I think they should be. They should look. We should look into seeing if the First Amendment still applies for them.
Yep. Number two, it directs the Commerce Department to petition the FCC to make clarifying rules on Section 230 in line with U.S. policy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then number three, it helps to stop millions of taxpayer dollars from being wasted by federal agencies on advertising with biased social media platforms.
This whole thing is a beautiful move because
yep.
it's really only going to go one of two ways. This is going to force lawsuits from Facebook and Twitter and Google and the rest of the social media sphere. And if it gets into, if it gets up to the Supreme Court, which I believe it probably will.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court is very likely to say, well, because they're private entities, you know, you can't do that because you're choosing the winners and the losers. You know, you're a Republican. You're not supposed to do that. Democrats are supposed to pick winners and losers. Republicans are supposed to say everything's got to be fair and equal opportunity. Well, that sets the stage for the DOJ to say, okay, then I guess they're monopolies on the information sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we can come after them with antitrust monopoly lawsuits to break them up.
Well, here's number four. Ensures the Justice Department will review more than 16,000 complaints about politically motivated censorship that were collected by the White House in advance of a social media summit held last year.
Yeah, this is just a brilliant move, because it puts in gear and in motion something that they knew was coming, but makes them come at it from an avenue where they get enough rope to hang themselves.
Yep, and here comes number five, mobilizing states' attorney generals, who will have massive subpoena and consumer protection authorities to ensure social media platforms are not engaging in unfair or deceptive acts or practices.
And we were talking about this on the break. How many conservative information sources has Facebook in particular destroyed?
Several, including something called the New Media Journal.
Yeah, I believe what we talked about, Freedom Works.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. US Tea Party Express.
Yep, you got it. Mm-hmm.
You know, these were information sources that were bringing information to people, and they said because it comes from a certain vantage point, we're going to either shove you down in the newsfeed results, or we're just going to silence you altogether, saying that our fact checkers, our unbiased fact checkers, who when you look at the funding for these fact checkers, all mm-hmm. come from blazingly leftist foundations,
yeah.
Have said that you're lying. So yeah, I'm bring it. I love this, and I hope that Google and Facebook do fight this, and the Supreme Court does rule that they're private entities, that and the government can't do that, because these antitrust lawsuits to break up these information monopolies, they're a long time coming, and these they need to be put in their place. We have ceded what the truth is to Google and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah,
if we don't win this.
And here's the final point, number six, acts as federal law and lists the many ways in which tech platforms act bias against viewpoints they disagree with.
Let's go get them.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday. And in the meantime, stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. We always appreciate him. And Frank and I have been yakking at each other for going on 20 years as well. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sports Quarterback coming up next.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And that's Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her doing that very much. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with the insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland, brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and better than ever because this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 30th and 31st of May, I will be down at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds on Saturday in Port Charlotte for the Two Guys Gun Show there. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we're going to have a special guest stopping by. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be there with me probably sometime in the afternoon for an hour or so. And then the following week, Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th, I'll be at the Two Guys Gun Show over at the Midreg Hall in Largo. And then the week after that, June 13th and 14th, I'll be at the Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds in Sarasota. So stop by, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as private collections at the Two Guys Shows Embrace. And remember, trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me, the captain, and Chris Markowski this Saturday at Port Charlotte down there at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. And don't forget the following week in Largo and the week after that in Sarasota. Two Guys Gun Shows. Find out more about them by going to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. All right, to the Sports Zone guy, as he's known as, the Sports Zone guy, we got Patrick Hyland. Okay, Mr. Patrick Hyland, I got something to say. You ready?
Go for it, Matt Bruce.
Major League Baseball, we know they're going to have a season, a short season. We know they're talking about probably only getting about 75% of their salary if they're lucky. And, of course, Blake Snell turned around and changed agents as a result of that and got Scott Burrows, who's the big money guy. We'll see how that works out for the Rays. But here's the deal. Major League Baseball yesterday laid off hundreds of minor league baseball players, which has put the minor league baseball season in jeopardy. Now, I hear what they're going to do is they're going to keep AAA, because that's where they put the players down that aren't on the major league roster, but AA and single A and the instructional leagues will not be around this year.
Yeah, Captain, it's unfortunate for all the people that work in that arena. The players and coaches in some aspects are going to make out better with being furloughed as far as from a financial standpoint. Now, as far as getting better in your craft and your profession and to get to the next level, obviously you're going to take a little step back, unfortunately, for a lot of guys. But then there's probably a few guys that are hurting, injured. Now they're going to be able to rehab and get themselves ready for next spring training and next minor league season. It's going to be interesting to see how Major League Baseball is going to put this together, especially with now you brought up Blake Snell with Scott Burrows, new agent, saying they don't want to play for 75% of their money. You know, Captain, I can see both sides of it, and then I want your take on it. You know, you sign a contract. You want the contractor to be adhered to, okay? It's per season, per year. It's not per game. It's not per, you know, how many games we play. And I would think the owners would have some sort of reinsurance to protect them against situations of this magnitude. But that hasn't come out yet. Again, you can see both sides. It's just like what you talk about on your show with the political realm in our country. How about we all meet in the middle? Let's think a centrist point and get it right. Hey, look, I'm taking a hit as the billionaire owner, losing millions. You know, I need you to lose a couple million per player to meet in the middle here. Can we work it out, guys? There's something to be said for that, Captain. Now, please, your take.
Well, I agree with you because I don't think that they should get paid a full year's salary when they're not going to play a full year's games, number one. And number two, you have an exceptional year. This will never happen again in 100 years, never. But they're going to have to make, and if, by the way, if they want to put people in the stands, here's the other thing. They got to adapt, improvise, and overcome because Texas, I don't know if you saw the rules, but today in Texas, if they have a sporting event, they can put 25% of the capacity in the stands right now for a professional sporting event. Baseball, football, hockey, whatever, basketball, whatever.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Captain. What if you have 50% capacity show up to the stadium? How are you going to pick and choose who gets to get in and who doesn't?
I know.
Who's a season ticker? Who is it? I don't know how they're going to differentiate from
that. How are you going to do? How are you going to do 25% capacity when you got season ticket holders? That could be your whole stadium at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of stadiums that there's waiting list to be a season ticket holder and get in. Now it's it's going to be interesting to see how that's all going to transpire. Let's talk about a cool thing. Last night, Chase Elliott found some redemption in winning the Cup Series there at Charlotte.
Good.
Good for him. He's been in the hunt for a while, and it's nice to see him finally get a victory. So
good.
Congratulations to Chase Elliott for that. I'm really glad about that. You know, talking about baseball coming back, NBA's talking about coming back. They talked about 24 teams. Now they're talking maybe 20. I'm curious to see how that will play out in the realm of things here, if they're going to be able to put this together in the wonderful world of Walt Disney Sports Complex there in good old
Orlando,
Florida. Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
Well, you know, if they want to play, fine. If that's the simplest way to do it, that's fine. The problem I see is not going to be with baseball or with basketball. It's hockey. What are they going to do because of the international guys from Canada? They're not even going to play a game in Tampa.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious how that's going to all play out. They still haven't voted on
Miami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yep.
It's good, you know, I mean, and Nashville I don't know if they're going to be able to play there. It's Dallas. Well, see what they're going to do out there. Out west, LA Kings are looking good. And then how do you get people back in shape to play these playoffs for hockey? It's going to be very difficult, Captain. Switching to the NFL. They tabled the 4th-and-15 onside kick alternative proposal. So I was hoping they were going to pass that. I was hoping more for a 4th-and-12, and you start at the 28-yard line if you want to go for it. You get to the 40, 1st-and-10, you keep the ball. Let's play. But they tabled it. That's not good because normally when they table things, they never come back. But hopefully they will. And then a couple other things in the NFL, talking about contracts. Patrick Mahomes, the MVP quarterback from the Chiefs, looks like they're going to get his contract extended and get that squared away. And for all the Green Bay Packer fans out there, the coach is looking to do some more explosive plays with Aaron Rodgers. So I know that's exciting. And then the Eagles have some interest in the free agent running backs, Freeman and McCoy. See if they saw some gas in their tank for the Eagles. The Eagles are just a few years away from winning the Super Bowl, so I know they'd like to have a productive year. And then the other thing, Captain, looks like the Premier League of football is going to be starting June 17th. So they're getting ready to start playing soccer overseas to make it happen.
And when's the first game for the NFL? What, September?
Yeah, September. So they should be able to do that. Preseason's obviously August, but I think come September, man.
And I've heard,
we're going to be ready to roll.
I've heard several colleges with big-time college football programs say that they are not going to play football if there's no students allowed to come back to school.
Oh, yeah. No, they won't, Captain. It doesn't make any sense. You won't have where, you'll get some alumni to come to the game. But that's a college thing. That's for the kids to go watch their team participate.
All right. Well, tell everybody what it is you do before we run out of time here.
Yeah, no problem, Captain. Hey, I help out people with their insurances and their veterans benefits. Captain can share that with you. You have an extended Medicare Advantage opening right now. Devoted Health is a company I represent, great company. Captain went to the doctor yesterday and got taken care of. He's a good man. And Dr. Sherry Bird, will give a shout out for her, very nice lady. If you're not happy with your Medicare Advantage plan right now, you can switch all the way till June 30th of next month coming up. So I can help you out to make that change. If you have any questions about your Medicare plan, your life insurance plan, anything that can be of help to you, I know people associates with property and casualty. I have connections all around in the insurance industry. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052, or just check out the Sports Zone and pop me a little note there, and I'll give you a call. And please check us out this Sunday on the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 as we talk more sports. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. Have a safe weekend. Have a safe drive down there for the gun show. And we'll talk Sunday on the show. I want you to call in from the gun show on Sunday. We'll just do a little update for those guys. So take care of yourself. God bless everybody and have a wonderful weekend.
All right. We'll see you on Monday. All right. That's Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback and host of the Sports Zone. And I'll be right back with more. Final segment coming up. We're going to take a look at our beach and boating forecast, as we always do. And we'll do a final uptake here on the Minneapolis situation. Boy, I'm telling you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for Friday. And we're going to get started right away with the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. For the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, here comes the beach and boating forecast. Now, today it's going to be partly sunny with a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. Now, the winds will start out of the southeast early, about 5 to 10 miles an hour to start the morning. However, this afternoon they'll turn around out of the west, and then we'll have gusts up to 15 miles an hour out of the west. The seas will go 2 to 3 feet with a light chop this afternoon. Right now, the Gulf water temperature is 81 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 84 degrees. We had our low tide at 2:25 a.m. this morning. Our high tide is coming at 10:21 a.m. And keep in mind that the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, which is part of a 213 location setup all across the country, is bringing you this portion of the program. Now, there just isn't anything better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. And since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your friends and your family, too, and sun sanitize while you're at it. Now, the beauty of a Freedom Boat Club membership is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without owning the boat and without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill the cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, if you join right now, you'll get to save $1,000 off the one-time initiation fee, and you'll get 1 month's rent free off your monthly membership charge, if you will. So all you got to do is give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And remember, you get reciprocity at all of the other locations, too, if you join the Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, too. Now, you know, I've been watching all night long the fires, the arson fires that have been set in Minneapolis, the looting, the unruly nature of everything that's going on. And then an MSNBC reporter standing in front of a burning building had the gall to stand there and say, and I quote, "I want to be clear on how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It's not, generally speaking, unruly." Really? Is that why somebody got shot again last night? Two nights in a row? Somebody got shot. It's not unruly. That's how come dozens of people got hurt. That's not unruly. Come on. Now, the rioters, on the other hand, are calling it exactly what it is, a riot. And late last night, our president tweeted, "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way, any difficulty, and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you." Now, I don't know what you know about storms or about states of emergency, but a few years ago, we had a massive hurricane tear through South Florida, and the looters went out into the streets in Miami. And the mayor made an announcement that day and said looters would be shot. And guess what happened? They stopped looting. Now, rioters set up barricades to protect them as they attacked police. We're talking about Minneapolis, St. Paul, where they're in a seven-county area doing this. This isn't just the city of Minneapolis. It's spread over to St. Paul, but seven counties are involved in this in Minneapolis. And then Denver. In Denver, one fed-up driver turned towards and nearly killed a protester who had climbed down to his car in Denver. And Columbus, other cities, in Louisville, they got the riot police out there. In New York City, in Los Angeles. And finally, last night, for the first time, about an hour and a half ago, I actually saw the National Guard on the street with the fire department, because the fire department was trying to get back into the area where the third precinct was to try to put out a couple of massive fires that were there that were threatening to destroy an entire city block all over again. And we just can't keep having stuff like that. And while the wheels of justice are moving swiftly, that just hasn't prevented the opportunists from erupting into riots and looting and arson. Sacking a Target for televisions, burning down local businesses, that's no way to get justice for anybody. It is instead likely to add to the misery of people living on the margins and already hit hard by the shutdown of the economy. Many of these people, folks, are not going to come back after this. If I was a business person and I was in that area, that'd be it. I'd say goodbye, Minnesota, hello, Florida. That's what I'd say. But what do I know? And it's also likely to add to the misery of the people who are already hit hard by the shutdown of the economy. So no excuses. No excuses should be made or accepted for theft and destruction. The police and the National Guard can and should be out on the street right now restoring order, which itself is a precondition of justice. Now, had the police gone into the area where these rioters have been? Nope, they stayed back. However, maybe with the fire department trying to get in to put out fires that are damaging entire areas. And by the way, I heard from my buddy George up in Minneapolis, and he said that he went back home and basically got the pets out of his place, got extra clothes out of his place, did what he had to do because he was about 3 blocks away from where all of this was going on. And it's spread. It is spread. It's not just the area where it started. It's in a 7-county area of Minneapolis and St. Paul. So the police have got to get a handle on this. They got to get tough. And there just is no other way around. Now, I want to remind everybody that Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, are sponsors of the show, and we appreciate them very much. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And, oh, by the way, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, something you will not get from a big-box store or from an online dealer that says, we got the best prices on blinds and stuff. Yeah, right. Sure you do. Look and see where it's made. I guarantee it's coming from China. So stop by the store, see Jill and the gang in the store, wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. I'll do it again, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Good friends. Good people. All right. Tomorrow, Saturday, catch me over at the Two Guys Gun Show in Port Charlotte, the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, from 9 to 3. My buddy Chris Markowski is going to stop by in the afternoon, so you'll be able to meet the Watchdog on Wall Street, and you'll be able to meet me. And I'll have a bunch of free stuff I'll be giving out, too, so hope to be able to hand you something nice and say howdy, howdy to you. By the way, CDC says we can't shake hands, so we'll bump elbows or something. And the other thing is, they also came out and said, if you're healthy, you don't need to wear a mask. But if you're sick, you should be wearing a mask. How about that? Okay, I'll see y'all on a weekend show. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay warm, stay cold, whatever. But I'll see you tonight. God bless America. See ya.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.